This recording, Russia 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama, Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with a palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
I was born in 1977 in St. Petersburg, Russia, lived here all my life, never traveled abroad. I'm a translator. I work with my partner, my wife. She's American. She teaches comparative literature, and she acts as my dialogue coach, so to speak. I began to study English at the age of 4. There were English language courses here in St. Petersburg for children, for small children. And my first teacher, her English skills were adequate. Like most Russians, she spoke with a thick accent. Her grammar was what we call Russian English, which is pretty much characteristic of people from that era. She was an older person, and I don't think she had ever traveled abroad. In high school, my English was pretty strong already for the educational program. I am obsessed with correct pronunciation, or rather, speaking English without an accent, without a foreign accent. Okay, and now I'm going to say a few words in Russian.
Я очень рад, что существует ваш веб-сайт. Я его очень люблю. Очень часто к нему обращаюсь. Очень хорошая библиотека сэмплов, которые помогают мне в изучении английского, которые я буду рекомендовать людям, которые хотят заниматься английским. Очень бы хотелось, чтобы фонетические транскрипции появились на как можно большее количество файлов. Ну вот, собственно, все.
Thank you very much and goodbye.